Okay, so we're moving to giant bet. And we are moving now to the middle case of the Mishnah, where you designate Maaser on two baskets for X to take effect on Y and Y to take effect on X, but this time simultaneously. So we said that the first basket, meaning basket, let's call it X, is going to be Mitukan, but the second one is not. Now the Rashi really assumes that that what we're about to say applies actually to the first two cases. The Rash and the Rush say that it's on the third case, and the Marafol, Doshon Eliyahu, and Chaim Kanievsky assume that it's only on the second case of the Mishnah. So the Gemara says as follows. So Amar Rabbi Yossi ben Chanina bar Chanina al Rishona over Baaseh. For the first basket, you violate a mitzvah Aseh, v'ashniyah Baaseh v'lo Taaseh. And for the second basket, you violate both a positive and a negative. Al Rishona over Baaseh. For what you did for the first basket, you violate a mitzvah Aseh, shekav v'shnei shem. Because you were koveya Maaser Rishon and Maaser Sheni simultaneously and not consecutively. And that is a bittul mitzvah aseh, because you're supposed to do it in order, rishon and then sheni, but you didn't violate a lav because you didn't do it right in the wrong order, you just didn't do it in the right order, right? Meaning simultaneity lacks sequence, but it's not the wrong sequence. And that's how the Maral Folda says it very succinctly. Ho of the kavaba maaser rishon sheni kachat. Right, so you don't get the positive, but you didn't get baltacher shel icha rishon ad achar sheni. You didn't do the second and then the first. Because you did it simultaneously. Okay. So he says, "Valashniyah." On the second one, "Basay v'lotasay." Now he's commenting on the second line, but for the second basket, you violate an asay and a lotasay. Shekava shnei shemot kachat, because when you designated maaser rishon and maaser sheni simultaneously from the first basket on the second basket, v'shehiktim sheni shebarishon ala rishon shebashniyah, and you did maaser sheni of the first basket ahead of maaser rishon on the second basket. Right, because you were mitake in the first basket of maaser sheni before giving maaser rishon of the second basket, and that violates the lav as well. Right, so now picking up where we were in the Marafolda, right, where he says v'kviyato kodem l'maaser rishon al shnia avar al shnia belo taaseh l'mafreya, where retroactively you violate a lo taaseh. Because you're not allowed to give the maaser sheni of a batch of produce before the maaser rishon of the maaser rishon. Now you'll ask me, wait a second, but I didn't. I gave the maaser sheni of the first basket before the maaser sheni before the maaser rishon of the second basket, but that not of the same basket. So as we already saw from the gra, part of the conceptualization here may be that by treating the two baskets together, we've now made them ki'ilu into one basket. So if I made it into one basket, so then indeed, by giving the Maaser Sheni on the first basket before the Maaser, sorry, the Maaser Sheni of the first basket before the, it's confusing, for the Maaser Rishon of the second basket, so that, in fact, is done out of order, and that's going to violate the lav. And this is, in fact, how several of the Achronim take it. Right, so for example, if you look at the Son Kadshim on the Sugyan Tmura, right, he says that's exactly the problem here. This Divramatlam and Pineshi Hikdim, right? How is it before? So he says, Valzekot of the shiny hacha came into Amar Shalzu Bazu Nasu Shnehem Kikri Echad, by saying that we made it like one basket. I mean, Mikdash David has a different explanation. If you look in, I have it in Trumot Chavchet. Where he says that the reason is that it's considered that you give it an order because it was omade, Because you could have given from within, and you gave from without, but it could have given from within, and therefore that's enough to make it as if it was done out of order. Now others explain this differently. So the Shita Mikubetzes on Tmura Dav Daled, so he quotes the position of the Re. Where he quotes, this is in the Hashmatot in the back on Daled Amud Aleph. And he said that when you give the Maiser of the fruit properly, so you give Maiser Rishon on behalf of all the fruit, and then you give Maiser Sheni, and the fruit from which the Maiser Sheni is taken are fruits from which you've previously given Maiser Rishon, right? That's the problem. But here, that didn't happen. You designated the Maiser Sheni not from something that had previously been fixed by giving Maiser Rishon, and that's considered out of order. Now there's a machloket in the Yerushalmi in Trumot as to whether the Isser to reverse the order of Maestro is violated as soon as you separate the later Maeser, or only when you actually separate the early one. From ours, it seems that you violate this for designating the Maeser Sheni, the second one, even though the Maestro didn't take effect. Then the Mara Folda avoids this by saying that the Isra, as I read before, is Limafreya, right? Meaning, by saying Limafreya, he says that the Gemara does not mean that you violate the prohibition as soon as you declare the Maestro, but instead you violate it retroactively when you fix the second basket and give the Maester Risha. Now, the reason the Rosh and the Rush here say that we're not talking about the second case, but the third case is because of a different problem here. Right, the Gemara had said that you violate the mitzvah Aseh for the second basket. But since the Mishnah says that the Hafrasha didn't take effect, how can you be guilty of violating mitzvah Aseh? It never took effect, and that's why they switch it. Now, if you say it's the second case, we have to say the Gemara does not mean that you violate the mitzvah say at this time. It means that later, when you designate Maestro for the second basket, that's when you violate the Isser. And again, we've talked about that there's a machloket, whether our mission is about Demai or about Vadai. Okay, Rich, I'll read you here just from the textual variants. This is probably easier. Going through all this and piecing it together is quite confusing. So again, we've been following the position that we're going on the second case, namely the Maestro of Shalzubazu, but the first part of the ruling, meaning that you violate the mitzvah Aseh, applies to the first case as well. But since Rabbi Yossi Chanin is talking about the Isser, so we move to the second case, right, where there are two separations. Again, we talked about why it is that the mitzvah Aseh is violated for being mafresh the second basket masrot simultaneously when it doesn't work. So the Sefer Nir suggests, and this is something we've talked about in the past, that sometimes we say that the very attempt to violate an Isser is itself considered Usser. Maybe that's what's going on here. However, Tosfot in Tmura, which we keep going back to, seem to have a different girsa of our Gemara. They didn't have the gears of Al Hashniya Ba'aseh V'lo Ta'aseh, but rather of Al Hashniya B'lo Ta'aseh, you just violate the lav. And according to this, the Gemara never says that the mitzvah Aseh is violated by the second basket. That might be the Mara Folda. The Rosh and the Rush do have our gears, and therefore they have a totally different explanation. According to them, Riosi Rechanun Adina is going on the third case, in which the Maser for both baskets were designated simultaneously. Now, since all the Maser for both baskets took effect at once, he has violated the mitzvah Aseh because he didn't do it in sequence. However, after verbally designating the Maaser for both baskets, it's still necessary to separate them. And since this separation takes place from one basket at a time, if he would separate both from one basket before taking Maaser Rishon from the other one, then he'd be doing Maaser Sheni on the first basket before Maaser Rishon on the second. And that would be Aser. So even though the Maaser took effect simultaneously, the Hafrasha also needs to be done in order, and that's the chiddush, that even after you separate it, you have to even after you designate, you have to separate it to not violate the iser. So continuing in the Gemara, so Amar Rabbi Lazar Diri Meir, this Braita must be this halacha must be the position of Rabbi Meir. Meir says that if you make two declarations that are mutually exclusive, Eina Toves Ela Rishon, Rishon Bilvad. You only pay attention to the first statement. What's the case? So Taman Daninon, we have a Mishnah and Tumura. Again, I raise you Tumura and Orla, Tumura at Shalamim. If you say that this is the Tumura of Ola and the Tumura of Shalamim, right? So you're never allowed to substitute animals, as we know, right? That's the assert of Tumura. And if you do, who Tumura to Yeh Kodesh, the original animal and the one you attempted to switch it for, both become Kodesh. So Harezu Tumat Ola, Divrei Meir. Meir says it's only Ola because those are the first words out of your mouth, and we ignore what you said later. But Rabbi Yossi there says that if you had Kavana for both of them, so since you can't say two things at once, and therefore it's your Kavana was Mitztarif them, so then both of your declarations are relevant, and therefore it gets Kedushat Ola and Kedushat Shlamim. Now, since something which has double Kedusha can't be brought as a Karban, you have to rely on what's called Yirad Shistayv. You have to let it graze until it gets a Mum, and once it gets a Mum, then you can sell it, and then you take the money, and half of it goes to Ola, and half of it goes to Tumura. So you see from here that when you say things that are mutually exclusive, Rameir considers the first one valid. Rabbi Yossi considers both of them valid. So in our Mishnah, brings these cases of mutually exclusive maser designations, which are made one after the other, right? Because by fixing, as we already talked about, by fixing one the first basket, you can't now use it for the second basket because you can only use tevel to fix produce. So it shouldn't, right? So we say that the first one takes effect because the second basket, right? Y is chal on X, but X is not going to be chal on Y because that is not that is not Tevel anymore. But the fact that we say that one of them is Chal, that's Rabbi Meir. But according to Rabbi Yossi, you have to make it that both of them are Chal. You can't do this. And now the Gemara says, Omar Rabbi Yossi, Havinan Safran Meimar. So originally we said, Maplik and Rabbi Meir v'Rabbanan. Where do Rabbi Meir and Rabbanan disagree? La'achar k'dei dibur. This is only if you change your mind or you add the extra sentence after Kidei Dibur. So we've talked about this before, that it's the amount of time to say Shalom Alecha Rabbi Umeri or Shalom Alecha Rabbi. And we've talked about what exactly is Toch Kidei Dibur. So there are several different conceptions in Poskim. And again, we've talked about this before. One possibility is simply that you have a Schut Chazara, that you have the right to retract within a certain amount of time, and that works sometimes, but it really doesn't work always, because as we talked about, you also have cases like if God forbid someone finds out that a relative dies, so he tears kriya, and then Toch Kedei Dibur, he finds out it was a different relative. So as long as it's Toch Kedei Dibur, so we say that the kriya counts, right? The tearing counts, but that's obviously not a chazara. That's something else, and therefore the Acharnim give other possibilities, namely that perhaps halach only works in halacha works in time, in sort of 3 second time units, right? This is actually, you find this in some modern thinkers in physics, right, where they try to solve some problems about time by thinking of time as units rather than as a continuum. V'day l'chakima birimiza. You can borrow Ginsburg's book on this issue. Released issues of quantum gravity and the like, but that would take us very far far afield. So some of the Achronim suggest that no, what Toch Kedei Dibur means is that halacha is viewed in certain, two, 3 second units, and therefore anything that happened at that time is considered happening at the time. Now, within that, Rav Gustman has all types of different stadim, right? One, he has four possibilities, actually, right? He says, this is in Darim Chavchet Gimel, and he says that it's possible that maybe the way we look at it is that both the act and the chazar are chal at the end of the Toch Kedi Dibor, and therefore it's as if they happened at the same time. Or the mas and the chazara, it's as if they happened at the beginning and it drags it backwards in time. Or the mas is really a 3-second act, right? And that's what it means, right? Or the mas can be done over and over and over within the 3-second unit, and therefore whatever you do, all takes place then. And then there's a machloket, right? Whether the source for it is d'oraita, which is the position of the Ran. Now, so the Gemara in two places, in Darim Pezayin and Bava Batra Kuf Lamed notes that there are exceptions. For exceptions, the Toch Kedi Dibor doesn't help you by Avodah Zarah, by Megadeth, by Kiddushin, or by Gittin, right? So if someone blasphemes God and then takes it back, that doesn't work. He worships Avodah Zarah and takes it back, doesn't work. Now, some say that it's D'oraita. Again, the Ran says that both the rule of Toch Kedi Dibor and the exception is D'oraita. The Kuntres Shiurim Gusman, again, assumes that, no, D'oraita, even there you could be Chozer, but Chazal don't let you. Right, some say that the whole thing is derabanan. This is the position of Tosfot in a few places. And some say that it's derabanan, but it works for the d'oraita, and that's the Birkat Avram makes that that point. Okay, and again, right, we've talked about, right, is it that it's a zchut chazara, or is that time works for a few seconds? Or that the act isn't done until 3 seconds later, right? That's another formulation that you find in some of the achronim. Okay. Anyway, so returning to our sugya now with just a little bit of that lumdish background. So ma pligin remeir rabbanan lachker de dibor aval toch de dibor lo, but who's in toch de dibor, even remeir would say that they both take effect. So ma min ma da amar bilazer ler meir he afil b'to had da amra afil b'to kadei dibor eino chozer bo. But based on how we read the Mishnah, it doesn't seem to be the case, right? And therefore we have to reject this. Hava aminon say that meir says that this is even within toch kadei dibor, and meir is not going to let you be chozer. Now, how do you get that proof? Because di matnita, because our Mishnah says that maser ten maser kalkola bechaverta, that if you say the maser of these two baskets are each in each other, kar Hashem, it works. Mipnei shekava shnei shemot kachak, you did it simultaneously, which implies that azeh harzein atofes el rishon rishon bilvat. But that if you did it consecutively, it would not be chal. But if you think that when they're done that they're done consecutively, Toch Kedi Dibor, as if they were done simultaneously, so then you should have said that, right? You should have said that Chiddush, but it doesn't, right? It doesn't give that, right? It doesn't highlight the exceptional case being one which hangs on Toch Kedi Dibor. It only allows this to happen, they're bol chal, in a case where I formulated originally in a way that makes it clear that I want them to take effect simultaneously. But if Toch Kedi Dibor was going to allow you to do it, however, again, because it's chut chazar, or because that's how long halachic time is, or the action takes, or however you want to formulate it, so then you should have just said that. Now, why wouldn't it work? So again, in the four cases when it doesn't work, some of the poskim just say because it's too serious, right? You're supposed to have gemira dat, different formulations, or alternatively, these are things that you know, the default state, right? Like at least by no, I'll leave it at that. You know, it's too serious. Let's just leave it. That's the simple pshat. I just don't want to go down that rabbit hole. So now the Gemara once we said that our Mishnah is based on Rabbi Meir, then we're now draws a conclusion about Meir's opinion in the case of Tmura, because we compared Tmura to Maestro, so now we reverse the Limud. Amar Biavuna Moder Meir Lechachamim, but Omer Tmura Zutachdehen. If someone says that this is Tmura in their place, in the place of the Olo and the Shlamim, Chayle Shtehen, both take effect. Behema Zutachat Shnei Zvachim Elu, that the animal of Chulin should be Tmura for both of these, Chachalu Shnehen. And again, because you're explicitly coming up with a formulation that makes them chal at the same time. But again, Meir says that if I do it consecutively, so then only one is chal. So now we go back to our previous statement that Meir and the Rabbanan argue about the question of toch kedei dibor. And the implication that Remeir holds, even Tochadei Dibor, you can't be Chozer. So, Lochein Amar, Rabbi Shmuel, Bar Yizkor, B'Shem Rav Huna, the Amar Zutmurat Ola, Chozer Bo Tochadei Dibor, didn't you say that you're allowed to be Chozer on a Tmurav Ola Tochadei Dibor? So, how can you say that you can't be Chozer, right? So Gemara says no. Kan b'med kavein lefachot. Kan b'med kavein leosif. So it depends. Were you trying to remove the kedusha of the tamura, meaning from an ola to a shlamim? I mean, in that case, the toke de dibor, you can retract because you're trying to change your mind. Now, according to B'nai, but if you were adding Kedusha, since you never intended to reverse your original one, so it isn't reversed because you didn't intend to reverse it. Again, especially if Tocha Dibor is a Zchut Chazara, right? The fact that I'm adding doesn't mean I'm being Chozer. So that is why it is, that's why it's not Chozer. Now, the B'nai Moshe flips it, that when he wishes to retract his first Tmura and replace it, so then it's not effective. And Rav Huna allows him to retract within Toch Dibor only when he wants to add, right? So this is the opposite of what he said. So he says, Hadar Rav Huna Damrin Davi Chazar Kshamar B'dayit Ayil Levchot Ad Amar Tmurat Shlamim Dolavei B'kdushat Tmurat Al Ola Ela B'shal Tmurat Azavei Lechazar L'kulay Amavim Amar V'lo Hosev B'kdushat Evi Nami Shlam Az Pligar Meir Rav Yosi Dar Meir Tavas Lassan Rishon V'en Hashen Yichayel Kol Rav Yosi Travayu Chayli. So now we go back to Rav Huna. So Omar Harezu Truma. If you say that this is Truma, and then you immediately want to retract it, Afilo B'Tochei Dibor in a Chozer Bo. You can't be Chozer. Why? Because Adam Nishal Al Hekdesho. Right, so why is it that by Truma you can't retract it? Sorry, why is it that by Tmura you can retract it? And for Truma you can't? And the answer is because Tmura is Hekdesh, and Hekdesh you actually can be Chozer Toch Kedei Dibor. But you can't retract Truma. Now, why not? Okay, so let's just go through a few points. So again, going back to Pnei Moshe, so according to the way Pnei Moshe reads it, Rav Huna agrees with the Bavli's ruling that Tmura cannot be retracted. And this will apply only to a retraction, but not a modification of adding the Kedusha. I mean, even though we said they're linked, that adding another Kedusha is possible only because you can retract, Rav Huna won't agree with this. And he'll say you can add to Tmura even though it's not possible to retract it, because the declaration isn't complete until you fit, until Toch Kedei Dibor, and that's why you're allowed to make additions without having to retract. Now, the problem with this is that the case of Remeir and the Rabbanan itself is dealing with an addition, not a retraction. Right? I mean, according to Rabbanan, both take effect. According to Remeir, only the first one. But everyone agrees the first one stands. So how can Rav Huna be like Rabbi Meir, So it seemed that according to this, the Pnei Moshe, the Gemara is really answering that Rav Huna disagrees with this entire interpretation. Because according to Blazer, Meir and the Rabbanan are arguing about addition made Toch Kedei Dibor. According to Rav Huna, they're only made about one, which is made after Toch Kedei Dibor. But if it was Toch Kedei Dibor, both would agree that you can add the Kedusha. And therefore, you just have to say there's a much more fundamental machloket. Now, why is it that the Gemara says you can change your mind by Tamura, but you can't change your mind by Timura? By Truma. Okay. The reason, according to Marafolda, is because the Tzarachim don't eat the Dafal Truma initially. He says, wait a second, I don't understand. In general, you can, right? That's not one of the four exceptions. Now he says, it's just not common, right? You could, but it very rarely happens. And why, right? Because, right, it's very rare. Alternatively, as the Gra says, the reason that it would be the case is because it returns everything to Tevil. And that's the problem. Right, and therefore that's why you don't have Kavana. I mean, maybe formally you could do it, but you don't wouldn't want to do it. And again, we know that you can do it, so it must be that this is more rare. The other possibility, obviously, is that it's Machloket Bavli and Yerushalmi. And this is what's suggested by the Mara Pnim, and who just says, no, this may be evidence of the fact that the Bavli disagrees with Yerushalmi on this point. And I'll just read you the Mara Pnim. He says, "Via katul v'fanenu b'sifrei tefus, a poleg ala shas tilan." Simple pshat is that that truma is an exception. The Bavli says you can, and the Yerushalmi says you can. The pshid namru b'nedarim, because the Gemara in Nedarim Nuntat says, "But truma, you buy mitchal that if you want, you can retract." But he says, "Veneer de taut at tefusukan." But then he says, maybe it's a girsa problem, and maybe this is not true. And switches it and says, maybe you can't be shoel on Tamura, but you can be shoel on Truma. And that would be a way of bringing it closer to the Bavli. Right now, according to this, and many of the Mepharshim follow that read, Rav Huna is saying that you can't retract Tamura, Toch Kedei Dibor, but you can by Truma. Right now, even though we say that you can possibly retract a normal a hektish Toch Kedei Dibor, you can't do that by Tmura. What would be the reason? Because the power to retract is based on petach o charata, finding an opening or an error. And by hektish, since hektish petot is not chal, so therefore Toch Kedei Dibor, we can say, okay, you made a mistake, and this is a type of mistake, and therefore it is retracting. But by Tmura, it's different. Because even Tmura is Tmura. And if you think, again, that the rights of Toch Kedei Dibor to retract things are because you're allowed to back off on a mistake you made, so by Tmura, since you can't back out of a mistake, well, then you can't back out of Tmura. But by Hektish, you can retract, and that is how they bring the Bavli closer to the Yerushalmi, again, as opposed to saying that there is a machloket between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. There's a lot more to say here, but we've already gone half an hour on this, so let us call it here.